You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. As he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. He said, "Go into the village opposite you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tethered in which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here, and if anyone should ask, 'Why are you untying it?' you will answer, 'The master has need of it.' So those who had been sent went off and found everything just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying this colt?' They answered, 'The master has need of it.' So they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the colt, and helped Jesus to mount. As he rode along, the people were spreading their cloaks on the road, and now as he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for all the mighty deeds they had seen. They proclaimed, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He said in reply, 'I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out.'" Today, as we celebrate the Palm Sunday, we begin Holy Week, the week when we will experience the mysteries of our salvation, the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, on this Palm Sunday, we celebrate the moment when Jesus entered Jerusalem in a solemn way, greeted by his disciples. Today we also want to welcome the Savior, welcome Jesus into our congregations, into our life, into our families. We want to open wide the doors to Christ, as St. John Paul II often said. We want to invite Jesus. We're looking forward to the Easter Triduum, the moment of his passion, because we know that how redemptive this was, that it is only through the blood of Jesus that we have life and that we can be saved from our miseries, our sins, and our weaknesses. That's why we welcome Jesus with joy today, because our salvation is getting closer. Today in the church we also read the accounts of the Passion of Christ, the story of how Jesus was persecuted, tortured, and died for us. When we read these accounts, there are many different emotions going through us. Maybe we can relate to what Jesus was suffering in our own life. We can see how similar sometimes our life are similar to the life of our Savior. Other times, maybe we see ourselves as one of those people who persecuted Christ, or one of those people whom we read about in the accounts of the Passion of Christ. Maybe you see yourself as Peter who denies Christ, or as the Pharisees who accuse others, or maybe as Pilate, who cannot make the right decision and is afraid to, does not have the courage. Maybe you see yourself as Simon of Cyrene, who helps Jesus to carry the cross but has to be forced. Maybe like Veronica, you want to seek the image of Christ in others and comfort them. Maybe you are like John and the Blessed Mother, standing by the side of the cross, uniting with Jesus. Maybe you are like the Romans, crucifying Christ through your sins. However you see yourself, remember that Jesus is doing all of this out of love, because he loves you. He has great mercy upon all of us. Jesus chose to die for us, that we may have life. So, during this Holy Week, maybe it's just enough to accompany Jesus, to be with him, to share with him his passion and our passions. When we love somebody, sometimes it's just enough to be with him, to be with somebody, not to even say anything, but to be close to them. We ask for God's grace that we may be close to Jesus during this Holy Week. Come and join our shrine for the Easter Triduum liturgies. On April 18th, we celebrate Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper at 7 p.m. with confessions from 6:15 p.m. until 6:45 p.m. in the main church. April 19th, Good Friday, the Liturgy of the Passion and Death of the Lord will take place at 3 p.m. in the main church. Confessions will take place from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in St. Anne's Chapel. Stations of the Cross will take place at 7 p.m. in English and in Polish. April 20th, Holy Saturday. Blessing of Easter food, confessions, and adoration of Jesus at the tomb will take place from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the main church. Easter Vigil Mass will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the main church. April 21st, Easter Sunday. The Resurrection Procession and Mass in Polish will take place at 8:30 a.m. Polish Masses will be at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and English Masses at 11 a.m., 2:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. There will be no confessions on Easter Sunday. All Masses will be celebrated in the main church. April 28th is Divine Mercy Sunday. Join us for the celebration of the Divine Mercy Sunday. The main Mass will take place at 2:30 p.m. in the main church, followed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet, sung in different languages. Most Reverend Stanisław Dziuba, Bishop of Umzimkulu Diocese from South Africa, will preside the liturgy. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa, is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.